Hey, just a quick programming note before we jump in. Next Thursday will be my last Pin Pod with you and my last day on air in the Brazos Valley at KBTX. Okay, let's get into the Pin Pod. Howdy, friends, and a very good Friday to you. It is April 19th. Thanks for stopping by for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. I am Shel Winkley. We've got a weekend of changes, and you've got a weekend of plans. Let's get you ready for them, shall we? All right, so here's kind of the basic Cliff Notes version, and then we'll get into the bigger details of it. But today's still a bit of a humid day. Maybe not quite as humid as the past few days. Yesterday, it felt like the mid-90s. And today, it's still a little thick out there. Mostly cloudy skies. Could you see some rain? Probably not. Our southern counties have a small chance as we head into the very late afternoon and the early evening hours. Now, Saturday, keep your plans, but that is where scattered showers are possible in the morning, and then thunderstorms turning into widespread rain is possible by evening. We'll come back to that. And then for your Sunday, it is a whole lot cooler. It is a cold front that is helping to trigger a whole lot of these changes and the rain chance that we have. So it's time to pull back out those light long sleeves. We got daytime highs after starting in the 50s. They'll only top off in the mid and the upper 60s. That's it. Maybe one last hurrah of some coolish air before we really settle into the warmer spring days. Okay, so let's talk about that Saturday rain chance. Again, the morning hours, spotty scattered showers. I think most of the significant rains should be just north of our area up in central Texas. So now we get into the afternoon. Anything early afternoon should generally be okay. We've got to watch the timing of the front. That could change things a bit. But what it looks like right now is that anytime after about, say, 4 to 5 p.m., that's when we need to start monitoring pinpoint radar, because that's when initial thunderstorms could develop on the cold front somewhere between the central and the southern Brazos Valley. And those initial thunderstorms, while the overall severe weather threat's not incredibly high, could be on the stronger side, maybe briefly severe side. It's going to be lightning for outdoor events, and it's also going to be the possibility of some small to pocket change sized hail. Most extreme case, maybe a brief quarter sized hailstone, not ruled out. That's the biggest thing we're monitoring for. Now, the cold front will undercut that, so the severe weather threat goes away, and then it's just widespread rain and some non-severe rumbles for the evening hours, then into portions of the overnight hours as well. Because the cold front does look to come in a little bit sooner, the heaviest rain potential, a couple of inches, maybe in a few locations, possible in our southern counties, lower rainfall totals in our northern counties. That to be said, it is still a forecast to fine-tune over the next 24 hours. We'll continue to do that for you, of course, on all of our platforms, but the best way to stay informed over the weekend, your KBTX Pinpoint Weather app. Search KBTX Weather in your app store, and we'll come along with you in your pocket or your purse or wherever you keep your phone. And also, you can check interactive pinpoint radar as well. Okay, make it a great weekend. Enjoy the change of weather. Maybe as the rain is falling on Saturday evenings, put on the tortured poets department and let it spin while you sip on whatever you might want. We'll see you back on your Monday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast.